Does this affect your fandom as a Cleveland Guardians fan? I had one caller already said he's got to go no matter what. Class A's got to go no matter what. I'm like, well, let him have his day. If yeah, they find out good, he's exonerated, but, it don't look good. Yeah. If they find that there was an impropriety there with him and Luis Ortiz, yeah, they got to go. They can't pitch for your team anymore. I don't know if they can pitch in Major League Baseball anymore. Well, that's a scary. That might be Owen. That's a scary Terry defense. Is that hey, I just wasn't good anymore when it came down to Terry Rozier in the NBA. Evan in Bainbridge. I had to hang up on him by accident. He's back. Hello, Evan.
Hello. How are you doing today, gentlemen?
We're doing well. Go right on ahead.
Hey, I'll be quick. I generally believe where there's smoke, there's fire, but I want to look at this on the other way. You know, what do we get out of this if Class A is completely exonerated? He's done nothing wrong. You know, do we get a sorry from the MLB? Sorry, we blew up your season and took the best pitcher in baseball off the field for a month. I mean, what do you guys think about that? Do we just move on? I mean, we're ruining his image here. Look, I think he may have done something, but, you know, flip side, what if he didn't? Our season's gone. So I just want to know what you guys think about that.
Well, there's also, okay, what made people think of this? Can they say he's just bad? Because then we're talking 60 Minutes pieces here if we're talking about the other stuff that would be a reason that you would. The whole mob thing and everything like that. I mean, that's big, big, big bombshell stuff. As far that, I mean, they might just have to say, like, hey, they were bad pitches. But two guys with lockers next to each other, not pitching well on the first pitch of at-bats, it does seem to be there's a lot of smoke there, Evan. There's a lot of smoke, man.
Doesn't look good, but I would love an apology from the MLB if he's completely cleared.
I don't know what they're going to
be in the middle of a playoff race.
It's you're right. I don't think and thank you for the call, Evan. I don't think an apology is going to be good enough. I think a lot of people look at it and go, yeah, because I think a lot of people, especially like a guy like Owen, you're going to look at it and go, wait a minute.
Where's my 12 wins?
Where's my wins?
Well, I would also ask.
You bombed my season.
Yeah, where is.
Actually, what if they trade Stephen Kwan?
Because of all this?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you.
What if they had a trade for Class A and were going to get bats and now they can't do that?
Right, even though the funny thing is fans would have erupted if they would have traded Class A and this hadn't happened. So you're right, though. I would say, like, the Terry Rozier thing, they are still investigating. Chris Haynes came out a couple weeks ago and said we are still – the league is still investigating this along with federal authorities. And have we heard any denial yet from Class A? Because
no.
I imagine you'd be denying. I don't care what an agent would tell you. I don't care what a lawyer would say. Guys typically tend to deny things. Guys deny things even when they're guilty. And have we seen any kind of denial yet?
Zach in Akron, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Zach.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just got a point here. Quick point. I think the fans need thicker skin because if it's just a few pitches and if it turns out that's the case, the pros outweigh the cons. The utility's there. I think you keep the guy. Ohtani proved. Fans will sweep something as big as this under the rug. And I think this is a little mini case of a Shohei Ohtani, if you know what I mean.
I don't agree with you at all, Zach. I don't agree with you whatsoever. Shohei Ohtani, if you wanted to even condone such a thing, right, which is, hey, his interpreter, according to the letter of the law, was the one who was doing the impropriety. You can think what you think, and I think what I think, and I think we might be on the same page about a lot of that. But you could even say he's the biggest star, one of the two biggest stars in the game, which makes him one of the biggest stars in professional sports. These guys, I mean, they're pitchers. They pitch for my favorite team. If I find out that they were throwing balls on purpose for crying out loud, what, I'm not going to let them hear that after I've had eight beer? What if I do the 999 challenge and Emmanuel Clase is out there? You're telling me rip behind the dugout and I'm going to yell at Emmanuel Clase if he throws the first one in the dirt? You're crazy, Zach. They can't roll them back out there.
I think we're in the playoff race, like you guys said. I think he gives the guy, and now if it's something bigger, if it's a one puzzle piece of a thousand puzzle pieces, I think you stop. I think you stop and reevaluate. But if it's something small, I think you let it go. I think you go past it.
No. Thank you for the call. You're in breach of contract by doing something like that. No. Anthony in Clevelandites, you're next up on the fan.
Hello, all.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to defend Colin and defend Owen there. I'm a Guardians fan first, and it sucks because, yeah, I'm in Cleveland Heights, and I looked forward to hopping on one of the apps close to game time and picking up a cheap seat and heading down there and, you know, having a good experience with a beer and some peanuts and so forth. And, you know, you can't help but think that the season just got torpedoed completely. You know, the one thing I wanted to say, though, is I've listened over the course of the last few weeks when Anthony is defending the Dolans and asking what exactly they should be doing with regard to the payroll. And I think your credit, Ken, you're maybe channeling the voice of the fans and maybe not necessarily taking your own position on this. But, you know, it's difficult for me to maybe find solidarity with some of these loudmouth fans when they're the very ones who said, you got to do something this year because we got within three games of the World Series. So just trade somebody and get somebody and do something. And how about Class A? Let's trade Class A because we got Cade Smith. Well, you saw what happened with that last night. So it just, part of me is I get irritated with this hot take stuff because I know Guardians fans were reticent to say, wait a minute, I don't know if Cade Smith is ready for the closer.
Well, I got to tell you, Anthony, and I know where you're going on that. I got to let you go because we got to get to this break and get the Baldy. I'll just say this real, real, real quick. I think some people were trying
to... someone knew where he was going with it.
I think that people were just trying to beat it to the punch of Class A falling apart. I think that being a closer is a very difficult job. I think it's one of the most difficult jobs in all professional sports, to be frank. I think to just assume it was going to be Cade Smith and Cade Smith's going to be able to fill in, I think that we're not giving the proper respect to the position that it is. Being a closer, I'm sorry, if you're just thinking that any guy can close, you just don't know baseball. It's that simple. And that's, hey, I'm a football guy, but you know sports.